Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is ideally suited for retail banks and financial institutions who have to respond to the rigorous and time-intensive process of hardware procurement. Often overlooked within our industry is obsessed with digital transformation, but there has been a sea change of macroeconomic factors that have altered the necessary processes for securing equipment that's accurate and compatible with existing systems. Specifically in the banking industry, the need to secure hardware quickly is essential, and the procurement process has become slow and cumbersome at best for many financial institutions. Are there hardware procurement considerations that financial institutions should consider to expedite this process? With me today is Alex Kennedy, Director of Hardware Advantage at Fiserv, to share the importance of automating your procurement process and what financial institutions should consider when procuring equipment or hardware for their organization. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. So Alex, before we begin with trends and solutions in hardware procurement, can you give our audience a feel for what hardware procurement means? What types of hardware are being procured?
Sure, Ryan. All the equipment that you need to conduct your daily business, PCs, check scanners, check printers, all the way down to ink cartridges. So all the IT equipment that you use in your branch.
And just top of mind, so you know, we're talking about retail banking branches and the hardware they're in.
Absolutely, as well as the back office equipment that you use to run your business.
Okay, so from your perspective, maybe set the stage a little bit. What's going on in the banking industry and specifically at the intersection of retail banking and hardware procurement? What are the trends?
Sure. Well, today we're seeing a rising demand for hardware due to changes in regulations, cybersecurity, as well as mergers and acquisitions being at an all-time high. In addition, the impact of the pandemic crisis is still being felt and has given rise to supply chain issues from the equipment manufacturers, causing uncertainty and delays in the delivery of the hardware. Quite honestly, it's the recipe for a perfect storm. At the same time, looming in the background are rising expense challenges due to inflation and other factors that financial institutions of all sizes are encountering. So it's really imperative to get the order right in the first place to reduce any further losses and equipment redundancy. Today, we live in such an automated world with self-service on the rise, so it's surprising that many banks still use a manual, quote-unquote, trial-and-error procurement process. To that point, according to a recent survey by Oxford Economics, about 47% of banking executives reported that most, if not all, of their procurement processes are completely manual. These legacy systems often don't deliver a holistic view of the procurement process to capture the true activity, total spend, and vendor performance. To overcome these challenges, banks should consider a more strategic approach to procurement and work with a partner who understands their timelines and can help them navigate this quote-unquote new normal.
Really interesting. You know, just some of the thoughts right off the bat. It's like, it seems like hardware procurement is sort of subject to the same macroeconomic trends that we're seeing at large. Supply chain, inflation, seems like those are having a large impact. And then the other big trend that it seems like you guys are fitting into that we've been talking about all year is the digital transformation that's been a real focus, you know, since COVID for the digital transformation of banks.
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite honestly, as I said, the perfect storm. There's an increased demand for the digital transformation, but the very products that you need are subject to incredible restrictions.
Okay, so given the perfect storm, given that environment, can you talk us through what like a strategic approach to hardware procurement would be?
Sure. Adopting an automated procurement system is one of the fastest ways for banks to increase their spend savings by bringing their procurement functions together into one single vendor. That allows them to leverage buying power and ensure system compatibility. By doing this, they can increase the efficiency and agility and reduce their expense and risk to their institution while all in all improving transparency. By automating this procurement process, financial institutions can shift the time and energy of those employees that today are focused on procurement to concentrate on other initiatives that have a greater impact on your organization. Or if we have heard from a lot of our clients again and again, using our systems to help fill the employment gap many institutions are experiencing today with staffing shortages.
So Alex, can you help me sort of imagine the Hardware Advantage as a product? I'm imagining as we're replacing manual systems with a digital system, is Hardware Advantage like a portal that's sort of like aggregating different supplier data and you guys are proctoring over that? Can you talk to me a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, Ryan, you're right on. Hardware Advantage is a portal that allows Fiserv clients to go in and look for the equipment that pertains to their business. So what we allow our clients to do is find everything they need for their business in one consolidated spot. We really allow our clients to avoid the wild goose chase and searching for the equipment that will work for their product sets in their environment.
So then I'm imagining if I'm not using Hardware Advantage or something like it, then banks are just sourcing from all sorts of different vendors and it's many different contracts and you guys are helping to consolidate that.
Absolutely right. We can help you streamline and simplify your procurement process, and that eliminates the need to manage multiple suppliers. Again, with the limited resources that banks have available, this really saves time with those fewer resources that are available.
Which gets like essentially right back to the macro environment of trying to get the most efficiencies out of your workforce because we've got a tight labor market. So yeah, so we're sort of full circle there. And then just in terms of, you know, the sort of marketplace, you're using multiple different vendors and you're covering those relationships, or you sign one agreement with Fiserv and it's one provider.
Exactly right. And the benefit is, you know, Fiserv has leveraged its buying power with all these suppliers and are able to pass on the special pricing and discounts that we are afforded to all of our clients. And the nice thing about it is if you're a Fiserv client, you have access to the system. So it really kind of allows you that inside edge to really get the best pricing and the best availability that you need.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It like fits into the themes of platform businesses and marketplacing. That's, I mean, you know, really just the evolution of digital commerce right now. And it's hit retail banks. Thinking about some of the other, you know, big themes on our year, sort of so much of our dialogue this year is reactionary to the new world that we've established and landed in, you know, in a post-COVID environment. One of the things sort of everyone has to now like reconsider is, are we future-proofed for future disasters or future unknown, whether that's weather or pandemic or whatever. So I'm sort of curious, you know, how Fiserv Hardware Advantage is approaching that and what your thoughts are around, you know, natural disaster and pandemic situations.
Sure. I mean, as painful as 2020 and beyond was, the one benefit was that we really provided some life lessons and how to do things in the most efficient manner. So for natural disaster or pandemic readiness, I guess if you're looking at the bright side of things, it's already known. This pandemic caused many equipment procurement setbacks for not only financial service companies, but all across the board. You know, one of our particular clients had to manage to go remote in a moment's notice for over 700 of their employees. Normally, an initiative like this takes months of planning, and we were able to help them do it under a week. For our client, the alternative to using a single provider like Hardware Advantage was buying out all of the inventory that was available from several smaller regional resellers they had used in the past, trying to piece together their own solution, which honestly, even if it was able to be done, would have caused an administrative nightmare with all those multiple vendors and shipping multiple products, just really tough to keep track of. At the end of the day, we were able to work with this client by minimizing those challenges and getting all the equipment they needed in a timely fashion, and they had to deal with one vendor. But just because the height of the pandemic is over doesn't mean we are back to normal. You know, we've all seen the news coverage of ships being stuck at ports for months and the interruption of production facilities causing ripple effects throughout multiple industries. For example, the ongoing computer chip shortage is really making its mark on the banking industry as well, making equipment that is critical to day-to-day operations difficult to get in a timely manner. Having a partner you can trust to help you maneuver through these delays and backlogs could really help plan ahead to ensure your deadlines are met and can help alleviate potential impacts to your business. You know, we've been working with our clients who are planning equipment refreshes and branch transformations to order the equipment with plenty of runway and working with the suppliers to get it to them with time to spare. At Hardware Advantage, our team has special agreements in place. We can even stagger delivery of your orders to have the equipment you need on hand when you need it. Through these real life lessons, we're even more poised and ready should another pandemic or natural disaster challenge happen again. As I always say, better planning is key. That's why we should consider ourselves your partner in these initiatives and not just a supplier.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I, you know, coming into this conversation, I sort of thought, you know, that we'd be focused, you know, like more on the changing face of retail banks and what's happening, you know, on a boots in the ground level. But the more we have the discussion, the more I realize it's really
sort of a microcosm of the need to be able to react to the macroeconomic environment that we're in, or a world where macroeconomic environments are going to change, because everything we're talking about is supply chain, inflation, labor market. These are all like the big brush sort of influences that are going on to every business. And it's the question is, how do you respond at the retail bank level and in, you know, at the intersection of hardware? So super interesting. Alex, did you have closing thoughts around how you might summarize this discussion?
Yeah, and Ryan, you summed it up perfectly. You know, the macroeconomic environment that we find ourselves in, it's no different for the banking industry. Changing regulations and security exposures, you know, new technologies, supply chain disruptions, increasing internal pressures to reduce expenses. They've all posed various procurement obstacles in the financial services industry. You know, leaders in this industry really need to search for a resolution to a better procurement process. And I think Fiserv's Hardware Advantage can really help. Our program is really designed to save you time, save you money, and it's designed specifically for financial institutions. Our online catalog gives the configuration and needs of the products that you need to run your business. And as I said before, we allow you to leverage our buying power to get discounts that you probably wouldn't get on your own. And at the end of the day, we know your business just as much as you do. So we can work with you to ensure the compatibility of the hardware and avoid potential pitfalls where you're ordering the wrong product and getting it at the wrong time.
Really interesting. I feel like it's almost like, hey, we just saw dramatic shifts and how quickly the world can change. Make sure you're future-proof for the next time it's going to happen is almost like the through line of the dialogue. So interesting. Alex, thanks so much for joining us and having a discussion around a topic that does not get enough airtime on Payments Journal or within our space, which is literally how do we get our hands on and secure the hardware that's running retail banking and the particulars of your market segment. So thanks again for coming on to share your expertise.
Ryan, my pleasure. Thanks for the discussion.